This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Down, but it does not diminish our leverage or our determination on the Democratic side to meet the needs of the American people. Democrats are united in our determination to get the job done. We are unified for a better deal, better jobs, better pay, and a better future.
All right, Nancy Pelosi announcing that the shutdown is over, but has a twist on it with a slap at Donald Trump. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, with you for two huge hours to discuss some of this and some of that, and there's a lot of it in between that we'll break down. Most of it, the shutdown is over. So President Trump signs a bill to keep the government open until February 8th. What you want to know is how the shutdown ended. Bob Ney joins us now from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, first of all, how are you?
I am good, Kate. How are you doing?
Crazy but good. So it has been crazy about what's going on. I am really crazy. It's been crazy what's happened here, but they voted to you know, reopen the government. So what did it take for this to happen?
Well, it took a great big blink, and that was by Chuck Schumer and the Democratic leader of the Senate, because you know, it's portrayed that way. I mean, I think beyond a shadow of a doubt, he made the decision, you know, to do this, to restore and open the government up. I read very carefully the press release, Kate. I found it quite interesting because Chuck Schumer said he was guaranteed, promised a vote on DACA, the Dreamers legislation, and by Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader. And when you read Mitch McConnell's response, he was like, yeah, well, you know, we're going to do a vote. But when it came to the other Democratic senators' response, they publicly said, well, we didn't get as firm a commitment as we wanted from McConnell, but it was enough to reopen. So I think that there was pressure on both sides. The Republicans run the place, Kate, so you and I talked before, they're responsible, but a lot of heat was generating. Now, whether this is completely accurate or not, but all of a sudden there was comparisons that, well, you know, Schumer was willing to shut the government down over immigration, but he wasn't willing to help the funding for the troops, and, you know, that whole thing started. Like I said, it doesn't matter how much is reality. The perception is out there. I think they're starting to get a lot of heat and going nowhere.
Yeah, boy. So now February 8th is the deadline for the next time around over this hump. Are they going to get this thing done?
Well, yes, sir. Well, there are two issues that are separate. One, you know, will they get the vote on immigration? I assume they will, you know.
Yeah.
And there's Republicans that do like the idea of helping the Dreamers. But then again, if it passes the Senate, does that mean the House does it? How long will that take? I don't know. So will Schumer expect that everything is done before February the 8th? I highly doubt that could happen. So I'm thinking there's going to be two separate issues now. DACA is not, the Dreamers legislation, immigration reform, is not going to be a priority that they, you know, are not going to keep the government open February the 8th if that hasn't passed by that time. I think that's kind of out of the picture. So the other issue is cutting some kind of deal. And on that one, I mean, if you're the Democratic and Republican leaders and you're in the middle of a midterm election of 2018 and it's February the 8th, do you really want to start doing this every 3 weeks to 4 weeks? You know,
no.
I think they're probably going to have a mutual advanced destruction deal where let's take it, you know, through the election or close to it or something like that.
Yeah, no kidding. On another On another note, which, of course, this whole government shutdown thing is the biggest, but the Justice Department is saying they're not going to leave any stones unturned. They're trying to figure out where these 5 months' worth of missing texts went from an FBI agent who was pulled from duty last summer from the special counsel's investigative team. And the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, says, we're going after this. Where are these missing emails? Do you think they're going to really find them? Yeah, Washington is good at hiding emails.
And tapes. We have a history of 15 minutes of missing tapes years ago. You know, this is a pattern. And
yes,
things are hidden. But, you know, on this one, here we go, emails. You know, can everybody ever running for office throw away your computer? You know, just do that. But on this one, these are missing months worth. And they're kind of crucial times because the communications, and of course, it all leads to was the FBI, you know, internally after Trump, and you know, and all of that, and these have something to do with it. And they came up missing. Now the FBI says it's an electronic deal, some upgrades on computers, but they're gonna have to go back and if they're text, well, then go back to the, I assume, to the communications company and try to see what was, you know, what was text off of these phone lines. And if they're emails, then I think they're probably out there in outer space somewhere, you know, and trying to find them. Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, this thing is just going to continue to melt down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then there's just one other thing. How about this infrastructure deal? You know, that was one of the things that Trump ran on. And I was just reading a story about the plan and what they're trying to draft. And they're saying that 25% of what the proposal is would go to rural areas. I don't know. The biggest 50 would be the incentives, like grants for state, local, and private investment, I guess, in core infrastructure. How bad is it out there?
Oh, it's bad. I was on the last infrastructure bill, Kate, that I was on two of them, and they are wonderful things. You want to talk about both parties being able to throw your labels away, hold hands, and sing kumbaya. They're perfect. And the last one that I was on was 2006. At that point in 2006, the numbers of the crumbling infrastructure and bridges and everything else under the sun that locals and states couldn't handle was enormous. So even if they put together, you know, this a huge piece of legislation with all this funding, it will barely skim the surface. It will barely be able to satisfy the need out there. We drive a lot. We have more cars. We have more infrastructures, more bridge use, more use of highways, crowded highways. It doesn't stop. So it's a big deal, but it will just begin to address the problem.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. All right, Bob Ney, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Kate, thank you.
So it's interesting. So 3 days of a shutdown, poof, it's over. And is there some bipartisan common denominators happening, all these negotiations on the floor, behind closed doors? Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going to be able to show up for work. Woohoo! On Tuesday. So pack the lunch. It's time to go back. I mean, in the end, that's what happened. You had 20 bipartisan people, basically, that created this breakthrough, and if the government is open just for a few more weeks, well, then it's a few more weeks, and we're back to the same old thing. I mean, look, it's the push-pull over health care, the tax fights, it's all of that. And there's not very much room to negotiate. There wasn't much room for the Minnesota Vikings to negotiate. We're going to talk about the setup to the Super Bowl coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Will this night fulfill our promises and bury us in peace? Would leave us free.
Joining us now on America Tonight is Norden Mengel. He is the spokesperson for WBO, and today they launched something very important with the Human Rights Awareness Campaign in New York City, or they did that the other day. After a month of implementing the campaign in London, and we're talking about people that have been murdered or disappeared by Pakistani security forces. Norden, thanks so much for coming on the show, and tell us what WBO is and what you've launched to raise this awareness for a place that I think many people don't know.
The World Bloodwatch Organization is working to raise the issue of human rights abuses taking place in Balochistan, human rights abuses being committed by the Pakistani authorities. So we're trying to raise awareness internationally because people back home, whoever does talk about this issue, whoever advocates for it, ends up being disappeared or killed, as you said. So what we're trying to do is tell the world about what's going on. Unfortunately, this region, even though it's been at the focal point of when it comes to foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy, but still, surprisingly, not a lot of people know about it. It's the size of Texas, Balochistan, but, you know, no one knows about it.
Yeah, and tell us about it. So it was annexed by Pakistan in, what, the 40s?
In 1948. So in 1947, Pakistan and India, they both, after the British left, these two became independent countries, and the Baloch people, who were secular people, were given the option whether they wanted to join Pakistan, because Pakistan, again, was created on the basis of religion. They said that they didn't want to be a part of India because they wanted to have a separate Muslim state. So they became an independent state, and India was separate. So we were given the option of joining either or becoming independent. Now, the Baluch people decided to go for independence. And 9 months later, Pakistani troops invaded Balochistan, the capital, and took over. And since then, they've been carrying out military operations over the past 7 decades against the people.
Wow. And so obviously the idea is to get more people to understand where it is, what's happened, as you just described, the history. And what is it known for, right? It's known for oil, gas, mineral wealth, right?
Well, that's primarily the reason why Pakistan occupied this territory. It's 44% of Pakistan's landmass. So it's also the most richest in natural resources. It has the lowest population. So if we were an independent state, we would be quite well off because we don't have a huge population. But Pakistan's population is like the most populous province is 200 million. That's 110 million. So the total population of Pakistan is 200 million, and one province comprises 110 million, and we're only 10 million in comparison. So all our natural resources are still not enough for them. We've got oil, we've got the largest copper reserves in the world, and one of the largest gold reserves in the world, natural gas, and also a port which China is seeking to gain access to the Indian Ocean. So they're constructing a port with the help of the Pakistani authorities.
Wow. We're speaking with Norden Mangal. He is a political activist, human rights defender, and spokesperson for the World Baloch Organization. And he's exiled, actually, speaking to us in London, to the UK, because what is the fear? That you'd be killed, right, by the Pakistan government?
Oh, well, the Pakistani government does not want this issue to be spoken about, which is why no one knows about it, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately for the U.S., it seems to be that the U.S. Government doesn't, even though it might want to talk about this issue, might want to raise human rights abuses, but because it's such a sensitive issue for Pakistan, it's Achilles heel. So it doesn't want to jeopardize its relationship, maybe, by talking mm-hmm. about this issue. In such a huge territory, there's not even a single U.S. consulate. And, you know, there's no access for journalists, no access to international aid agencies or human rights organizations. And, you know, so people who talk about this issue internationally, I mean, Pakistan tries to malign them, or those who are in Baluchistan, they end up being killed. So Pakistan's put all its efforts in trying to stop this word spreading across the world. You know, they don't want people to know. And I hope that, you know, with this campaign that up London and New York, that people will get to know more about it.
And one of the things that you did is advertise on taxi cabs, and because you wanted to get the word out, right?
Yeah. So it's a human rights campaign, you know, Pakistan's and human rights organizations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, they've reported on abuses being committed by the Pakistani army in Baluchistan. So a lot of people don't know about this. And a lot of people don't even know. A lot of Pakistanis don't even know.
They don't even know about it, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay, Norden. As we continue the conversation, you're saying a lot of Pakistanis don't even understand about it, right?
They don't. I mean, there was this media, like BBC survey a few years ago, where people on the streets of Pakistan were asked about Baluchistan, and if they could name a few cities, and they couldn't, and they didn't even know the history of Baluchistan. A lot of people in Pakistan, the majority doesn't even know that Pakistan had occupied Baluchistan.
Yeah, and speaking of that, too, and so this really brings it home, and people understand how serious this is in Baluchistan. Have any of your relatives been killed or mistreated at all by the Pakistani military for raising their voices?
So my grandfather was the first chief minister of Baluchistan. He was the first democratically elected chief minister in the 1970s. And his government was toppled by the Pakistani authorities 9 months after he was elected. He was imprisoned by the Pakistani authorities, again, because he demanded greater autonomy for the Baluch people. Now, my uncle, who was very young at the time, was campaigner, human rights campaigner, political activist, and he was abducted in the city of Karachi in Pakistan, and he's been missing ever since. This is 1976. 6th February 1976. He's been missing ever since. And very recently, in 2012, a former Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, the intelligence service, Pakistani intelligence service, he's retired. I mean, now he's passed away, but he was retired then. And he admitted on national television that my uncle had actually been abducted and killed during torture by the Pakistani authorities. You know, it's been 40 years that, you know, no one's heard of him, and you know, we never got his body. So, you know, this is just one example. Like, he was the son of a chief minister, so you can imagine the lives that common people face in their everyday lives. There are thousands of people who have gone missing, and every of the day their body is dumped by the Pakistani authorities just to spread fear amongst the public. Like, and you know, when there's so many thousands of people missing and there's a body dumped in a street and they haven't identified it. So in the first few hours when people are, all these families that are affected, they're trying to find out who it is. They all think it's their loved one. So it's a way of spreading fear in society, because the thousands of people that are affected, and this is something that's been going on for years. And Pakistan, on the other hand, is also using religion against the Baloch people. They're using Islam as a tool against the Baloch people. As they say, religion is the last resort of a coward. So they're using this to corrupt the society. And not only that, the Pakistani authorities have for years deceived the West. They're deceiving the U.S. and other Western governments by making them believe that Pakistan is actually an ally. Well, they're not. They were sheltering the most wanted man in the world, and they have been supporting these elements in the region. And I've got to say this, that if there is no problem of extremism, fundamentalism in the region, Pakistan will no longer get the billions of dollars that it has been. For as long as there's a problem, Pakistan is going to keep getting these billions of dollars, and it doesn't want that problem to come to an end, you know?
Boy, and what a poignant thing to say, and as you mentioned, you have to say it, so I want that to sink in for people. It's the perfect place to end this very sad Baloch, what's happening there. Now it's on my radar, I can tell you that. Norden Mengel, thank you so much for raising the awareness about this very serious, awful problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Boy, do we have a ton of mail. Thank you. And let me just dive right into the mailbag in just a second here. But I do want to tell you something pretty exciting. My book, because I know some of you are aware of this, and there will be more announced about it, and I thank all of you who figured that out. But I have a book coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny by Forbes Books. They're publishing it. And I had a great opportunity to meet Steve Forbes. You're going to hear that interview on Forbes Books at Bedtime coming up tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And we talked about all kinds of things, including Bitcoin, and what a pleasure it was to get a chance to hear him speak and to chat with him. I gave a TED-like talk at the Authority Summit for Forbes Books, and what a thrill that was. And I know some of you found out because you sent me notes about it, so I'm just handling all of that and saying thank you for those who did. And you will hear the Steve Forbes interview on our next show. Let's move ahead to this one from Jeff, who says, Kate, this whole government shutdown, not shutdown, who's the big bad idiot for the Democrats or the Republicans? I mean, give me a break. 3 days of a shutdown, a day off for people working in government offices, and now it's just a punt, let's face it, until February 8th. Are they going to make some kind of a decision? Well, 3 days was nothing like the last time around, but the bottom line is there's still the really wild sack race going on between the Democrats and the Republicans that, for some reason, where it's just straight and you move ahead and it's the feet that get you jumbled up. It's everything that gets both of these parties flailing in the wrong directions. So the Republican majority now has basically, what, 16 days to prevent the DACA thing from happening. So to prevent the Dreamers from being deported, I guess, is what Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer is saying. Senate Democrats came together with Republicans on that short-term funding bill. That's how that happened. So, you know, this whole compromise on immigration, border security, a broader budget outline. Well, okay, so that was what became the great equalizer, I suppose. And the government had been partially shut down since 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. That was after senators blocked a bill that would have kept the government funded for the next month. Bottom line is this whole DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, is the big thing. Remember, this was the big announcement that Trump was going to end that. And there are Democrats who are saying, well, no, that can't happen. If that happens, then we no sign. We no agree. And we're not going to agree to it. So what happens? I wish I could totally read the tea leaves. I think the idea of just having another shutdown doesn't seem like the way they want to go. Republican strategist Rich Galen said it's hard to even assess how any event will affect the businessman kind of turned president, which is Donald Trump. You know, this is a guy who worked with Newt Gingrich on shutdowns, you know, showdowns with President Clinton in the mid-90s. Because people are talking about, oh, the shutdown, that means approval ratings will junk in the trash. And I think it's more about the same old, that nothing, that image that we all have in our heads of, so little is happening. How is it possible that we keep coming back to the same place? You know, I feel like Bill Murray sometimes when I crack open this mic and I'm repeating myself and it's Groundhog Day and I have no clever material. It's because the people who are running Washington, a big chunk of them, are like the same people that we've elected over and over again that tell us the same thing. It's their walking, parroting sound bites. You know, this is a reason why Donald Trump became the president, because so many were tired of the same old sound bites. There has to be something better out there. All right, so the answer is we don't know. Let's move to this. Let's go to Kid, who says, Katie, did you read that horrible, horrible story? Not to bring up negative, brutal news, but did you read the story about the Ohio guy that says he dumped his wife's body in the river after he went to Graceland? Are you kidding? What was that about? I only know that they were married for a long time, and supposedly that was her wishes. And she was ill, I believe. The thing that I heard is that they were searching for this woman. Her husband said he dumped her in the Tennessee River when she died during this trip to Graceland, because she was a big Elvis fan. She wanted to see Graceland before she died, so the husband tried to fulfill the wishes. The doctor said he didn't think she was in good shape and couldn't survive that kind of a trip, an 11-hour trip each way. So they left and tried to do it anyway, and there was these like conflicting stories as to where they stayed, what happened. The husband said she passed away in Kentucky, and he's changing his story. And it just seems crazy. He says that his official story was that he checked in and out of a hotel and put her in the river. He said to the Ohio police he put her body in two large plastic bags because she wanted to be cremated when she passed away, and her ashes sprinkled to be returned to the earth as soon as she could be. So he said he thought it would be better to put her in bags and return her to the earth by putting her in the river. Oh, my, oh, my. There's so much more to this story, and this is not a good thing for him. No charges, though, have been filed against him because they're, as all this is being investigated, they're just trying to put the story together. Ohio lawmakers say no crime happened in their area, so what are they going to do? Meanwhile, others are trying to find this body that he supposedly dumped, and it just is so sad to me. So, yes, I did see that very, very sad story. I did. Let's move on to another one. How about this? This story is about the flu, and the story is that Joe sent me this, but he wasn't the only one. I got a note from Cynthia as well saying, what's up with the flu, basically? Joe said specifically, I feel like I am dodging and weaving. I'm like a weeble moving all over the place, not trying to get near anyone. Nothing infuriates me more than when my coworkers come to work and they're hacking and coughing and sneezing all over because this flu has been god-awful. I pray, Ms. Delaney, that you do not get any version of this flu. Well, thank you, and I hope those prayers are answered. Being on an airplane, people were wearing masks, and I was thinking, boy, maybe I should have gotten a mask. The latest from the CDC is they're not saying it's a flu epidemic that's historic or anything, but that there just is a lot of flu, and it's very serious because of the deaths that have happened. And they're terrible. I mean, sometimes to these healthy people who get it, these weird strains. And are the flu vaccinations, are they effective? The hospital rates, the hospitalization rates for the flu are highest among people over 65 because the hardest hit groups are adults 50 to 64 after 65 plus, and then children under 4. So they might have underlying conditions, heart disease, respiratory problems, that kind of stuff. But then this flu thing makes it worse. The severity level is, is just crazy. And 9 million to 35 million illnesses, all these hospitalizations, the people that typically die. No one wants a flu pandemic. I'm raising my hand. I hope you are, too, because it's scary. It's scary, and it's scary when people come and hack up when they really should be home. And the high levels of influenza, if we were to look at state maps, Texas is very high, and California is very high, and Nevada is very high, and I mean, I was just trying to think, where is it not that bad? Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, people listening to us there, D.C. Before you jump around this board, and I've had a board made, and it's pretty bleak. It looks like an election map when you're on the winning team, not the losing team. The losing flu, ugh, makes us all blue. All right, this one last one, I'm going to squeeze this in quickly. This one is from Jake. Kate, did you hear that Danica Patrick is going to do the Daytona 500? Yeah, she's going to drive for Premium Motor, I guess, at the Daytona 500, just a one-race deal. She retired from racing in November, and the same time she announced she'd race twice more, the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500 in May before calling it a career. And she says she couldn't have written a better story about how it would all fall into place. So she'll be back in the Go Daddy Green driving the number 7 Chevrolet. Wouldn't it be wild if she won? And the odds are stacked against her. What if she did? What if she did? Odds and Ends coming up here on ATN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After 70 years, is what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, criticize and see. And through a fractal and a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Final segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. Woo. Sweet. Awesome to be back behind this microphone after a wild trip to Charleston, South Carolina. And a big shout out to all those peeps in Charleston. I don't know about the rest of you, but you know when you travel somewhere and you try something different, like an oyster or two, or how many of you are a fan of grits? Grits and shrimp, the best. Ooh, that is, I mean, I always kind of threw the idea of eating grits out the window, but the way they make them in Charleston, I got to give them some credit. It's pretty good. Now, I've never had them in New Orleans, and I know some of you are listening to me there, and you may make them just as wickedly bad as they do, and that means good. But boy, that was a treat. I had to run an extra couple of blocks to work off those grits. Very sad news to talk about from the world of entertainment. Neil Diamond announces he's retiring from touring. He's got Parkinson's. So just days before his 77th birthday, he said that the doctor's order said, you know, no. You got to think about this guy, hardworking guy, 5 decades and pretty popular. His song Sweet Caroline, the anthem practically for the Boston Red Sox and for others, people playing it, etc. So he released a statement on his website just announcing the diagnosis, and it means that the third leg of his 50th anniversary tour canceled. And he said he's disappointed and was reluctant to do that and apologizes and, you know, all that. And he said the ride has been so good, thanks to you. So the third leg would have taken him to Australia and New Zealand, and he sold out venues all over the U.S. and Europe, and he'll be at the Grammy Awards. He's been named by the Recording Academy as a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award, along with Tina Turner and the Queen. But that is sad news, the Parkinson's diagnosis. And, you know, Parkinson's, like so many other things, none of us, let's be real, none of us want to get some horrible form of cancer. None of us want to die under any of these, some of these horrific diseases that we hear about. And what are the treatments for Parkinson? You know, they're trying to advance the stem cell treatment. And if you look at an explanation for Parkinson's and the symptoms of what happens, it's different for everyone, but it's a long-term, usually degenerative disorder of the central nervous system, but mostly it affects the motor system. And I've had friends who have had Parkinson's. When I was in college, a good friend of mine, Susan, her gorgeous father had Parkinson's, and it was tough to understand what he was saying, but boy, did you try, because you just really liked this man. So Neil Diamond with this horrific disease, and they say early in the disease, the most obvious things are shaking and slowness of moving, difficulty with walking, thinking, behavioral problems, all that kind of stuff. Dementia, of course, can become something that's thrown in when it's more advanced, and then you've got anxiety and depression and, you know, just tough to see people go through Parkinson's. I mean, there's no cure for it. It's just about improving the symptoms. There's different medicines that you can take for that, and of course, diet, like everything else, what kind of diet is it? But I was reading some statistics, and they say Parkinson's disease typically occurs in people over the age of 60, of which about 1% are affected, men more than women. When it's seen in people before the age of 50, they call it early onset Parkinson's. But I was looking at the life expectancy of someone with Parkinson's. You think of Muhammad Ali and how long he had it. He really beat the odds. But the average life expectancy is 7 to 14 years. Somebody else famous, of course, who was really trying to raise awareness about it was Michael J. Fox. And supposedly Michael J. Fox isn't doing so well, if you believe any of the accounts, I guess, that are out there. But, boy, it's just rough to see that. So sorry for Neil Diamond, who I never saw in concert. I don't know about any of you. I like some of his music. Sweet Caroline, I definitely like that song, but never got a chance to see him sing it in person. Speaking of singing it, I have to come back around in odds and ends to the fact, in case you just tuned in and you were off somewhere Friday when the shutdown happened. The shutdown is over, but funding and immigration fights are still there. So that hasn't stopped. It might not get resolved. February 8th may mean another shutdown, and they really did this bipartisan thing because they had to figure out something, and I don't think they wanted it to completely fall apart. So as it was described in a couple of the accounts that I read, the negotiations didn't go the way of Lord of the Flies, since the Senate managed to pass a bill that will reopen the government and fund it through February 8th. But Susan Collins, the main Republican, her office was called a little Switzerland, apparently, for some of those bipartisan powwows about passing some legislation to fund the federal government for a few weeks. And that's, you know, what the name of that game was. But I still go back to thinking of February 8th and wondering what we're going to see then. Are we going to see a return to panic and tick, tick, tick? Now what do we do? I mean, that's the problem. Oof, the worst. Over and over and over and over and over. Hey, and if you're a Bitcoin fan, something we're going to talk about with Steve Forbes, Bitcoin tanked 11% to fall below 11,000. And it's interesting because there's a ripple effect. It's the third largest digital currency by market capitalization. And the price decline came as more details started to pop out on cryptocurrency regulation in South Korea. They've been trying to limit excessive speculation. The South Korean government said they're going to collect 24.2% of corporate and local income taxes, sweet, from the country's digital currency exchanges, not so sweet. Who wants to give up their dough? Nobody. But they're seeing it. They say it's a potential move towards taxing cryptocurrency transactions. So what would that mean for Bitcoin anywhere else? Bitcoin trading in South Korea accounted for 4% of trading volume. The Japanese yen had the largest share, accounting for 37%. The U.S. dollar had about 33% of Bitcoin trading value. So isn't that interesting? I've had a lot of people ask me about digital currency lately, and what I thought was going to happen with Bitcoin and where it was going to be headed. Cryptocurrency, I think there's really a plan to try to maneuver cryptocurrency into more of the vernacular, not just as a kind of a sidebar thing. A sidebar thing. Sad for some people if they don't get in and they have no shot at it. Maybe happy for others if it doesn't go anywhere. Speaking of happy, they might be a little high on this. Vermont became the 9th U.S. state to legalize marijuana. See ya.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.